Heart Transplant, by All Nations Gospel Publishers. If any organ in our body needs health and efficiency, it must be the heart. The heart is the organ that does the most work. It is like a double-action bomb. First, it circulates blood throughout the body and then sends vitalizer through the kidneys for purification. To say blood is to say life, Leviticus 17 verse 11, and when the heart does not function properly, the blood circulation is interrupted, and finally, death comes. This very interesting machine is only the size of a fist and weighs approximately 500 grams in an adult person. This wonderful muscular organ is divided into four compartments, all of this being wrapped by a membrane called the pericardium. This fantastic device normally beats about 70 times per minute, and that means 4,200 times per hour. In a day it would be 100,800 beats, and in a year it would give the total of 36,792,000 beats. And if we apply this to a person who has reached the age of 70 years, is equivalent to saying that his heart has beaten 2,575,440,000 times. The volume of blood that a normal heart must pump per year is 2,457,000 liters. That is enough blood to fill more than 245 truck tanks, each having a capacity of 10,000 liters each. Also calculating the pressure that the heart produces in 12 hours of operation, with that pressure, it could lift a load equivalent to a weight of 65 tons, about 30 centimeters off the ground. Another astonishing and incredible medical investigation into the efficiency of the human heart and the blood circulation through veins, arteries and capillaries of the human body, covers a route of 22,224 kilometers. Converting this into geographic distance, we would have a sea voyage from New York in the United States to Hong Kong on the coast of China, passing through the Panama Canal. What a faithful organ the heart is! The heart works uninterruptedly every day regardless of working days and holidays, never ask for a break or a holiday, he is not even seeking retirement or social benefits. It works faithfully even when its owner sleeps peacefully or indulges in exerting tasks. Of course, this organ will work with maximum efficiency and will be kept in perfect condition when it is not abused with harmful interferences, such as hatred, violence, envy, deep jealousy, passions, depressing sadness, narcotic vices, such as alcohol, opium, heroin, morphine, cocaine, and nicotine. It is surprising to know how dependent we are on the heart. If we lose one eye, we will still have the other one to see. A deaf ear does not prevent us from hearing with the other. An injured leg can be orthopedically trained. Many people manage to do great jobs with only one arm and one hand, yet we have only one heart. Although science in recent times has surprised us with amazing cardiological advances, let us cite the case of Dr. C. Barnard, from South Africa, who managed to perform one of the first human heart transplants with positive results. What a blessing to many human beings who were born with defective hearts. Now there will also be hope for those born with cardiovascular problems, affected by rheumatic fevers, arteriosclerosis, arterial hypertension, diabetes, syphilis, cancer, etc. They see a new light of hope, being reborn to live a little longer and better, yet the value and place of the natural heart is incalculable and irreplaceably precious. The integral happiness of man, however, cannot be achieved only by having a physically healthy heart. For the human being, the years on earth are few, and these are full of problems and difficulties. Today there are undoubtedly other values in human life, in addition to perfect health, that contribute to the achievement of a plain and happy life. The irrefutable truth towards the human beings is this, that physical health is directly linked to the brain, and from there emanate waves of impressions, emotions, affections and feelings being radiated through the heart and the nervous system, through the whole body. The wise Solomon says in his Proverbs, "Above all guarded things, guard your heart, because it gives life to it." Proverbs 4 verse 23. The directive of the heart proceeds from the mind. We hear a lot daily about a person who has a heart of gold, a noble heart, or of a person who has a heart of stone or is cruel-hearted. There are individuals who do not even realize that they have a heart, for all their thoughts are exposed. Today, there are still very young people who are already disheartened. In all these cases, even in the difficult hours of life, we should practice cordiality, as far as possible with all people, even the irrational. According to the divine diagnosis, the human heart suffers more spiritually and morally than physically. And it is precisely a depressing emotional state that causes physical illness and affects the heart. For this reason, many competent surgeons complement their efficient work with the application of psychotherapy and psychopathology. Experience has shown that depressed people hardly respond to clinical psychotherapeutic treatment in general or to surgical interventions. The heart of man is mentioned for the first time in the Holy Scriptures, the Holy Bible, where God asserts the following, "And every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was continually only evil." Genesis 6 verse 56. Many centuries later, the prophet of God named Jeremiah affirms, "The heart is deceitful above all things and wicked, who will know it? I the Lord search the heart, to reward a man according to his conduct, according to what his deeds deserve." Jeremiah 17 verse 9-10. Hundreds of years have already passed, since the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, preached, but what comes out of the mouth, comes out of the heart, and this pollutes man. Because evil thoughts, murders, evil thoughts come out of the heart, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false testimonies, blasphemies. Matthew 15 verse 18-19. Is it that since those times of Christ, things have improved on earth? No. Absolutely no. Humanity still suffers from the same evil, as their hearts continue to be corrupted towards evil. The conquest of science is admirable. Cardiologists in several countries are now performing heart transplant operations, and some with apparent success. But it was the divine Creator who promised the heart transplant more than 3,000 years ago by announcing, "I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you, and remove the heart of stone from your body, and I will give you a heart of flesh." Ezekiel 36 verse 26. We will do well to attend to God's offer that is still in effect. The Spirit and the Bride say, "Come," and let the one who is thirsty come, and whoever wants to take the water of life freely. Revelation 22 verse 17. Surgical intervention by specialists in organic diseases, in many cases, could prolong a person's life. However, such a life will not cease to be short and limited, ending one day inevitably with death. If science makes such efforts to prolong the life of a human being, how much more should we lay hold of the divine promise of Jesus Christ, knowing that it is necessary that all of us appear before the tribunal of Christ, so that each one receives according to what he has done while he was on earth, be it good or bad. Knowing that if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation, old things have passed away, behold, all have become new. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 10 and 17. If your conscience is accusing you that your heart is not right before God, Acts 8 verse 21, ask then with the psalmist David, "Create in me, O God, a clean heart and renew within me a righteous spirit." Psalm 51 verse 10. Know that if you do this, there is a 100% guarantee from God, promising healing to the spiritual illness of your heart. Because God has promised and wants to give you a new heart and eternal life. If you have found salvation in Christ, or have been otherwise blessed through our gospel literature, please let us know. We would like to thank God with you and remember you further in our prayers. For free gospel literature, books, and tracts in over 540 languages, please contact us using www.angp-hb.co.za.